Today on Locked On Rockies, bringing back a bullpen piece.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 28th day of November in the year 2022. I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team each and every day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You are in the right place, because that's what we do here, is talking about the Colorado Rockies. Back from a little holiday break. So thank you all so much for your patience. And I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. We're back in action here on the Locked On Rockies podcast. We are going to talk about the bullpen yet again today. Arguably one of the most important things about the Colorado Rockies this year is how they address this bullpen and what they want to do. And the most interesting piece of that bullpen, outside of probably Daniel Bard and Tyler Kinley, is Carlos Estevez. What do the Rockies do? Will the Rockies bring him back? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. But before we do that, got to thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. Like I said, I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk. Been bringing you your Rockies podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network for a little over two seasons now. I've been following this team my entire life. Now, let's dive into the show today. Shout out to our live chat, which you can be a part of as well, at the Locked On Rockies YouTube channel. Nicholas Duvall is out here hanging out with us. Nicholas, a hello and rock on to you as well. Carlos Estevez is a free agent, and there hasn't been a lot of rumors. There hasn't been, at least there might be some for other teams, and there might be some connections to other teams. But in terms of seeing Rockies connections with reuniting with Carlos Estevez, we haven't heard a lot of it. We didn't hear a lot about it at the end of the season, and it's an interesting spot for the Rockies. Carlos Estevez finishes the season with a line that's pretty good. He was 4-4 if you want the win losses, the 3.47 ERA in 32 games, 57 innings pitched, 54 strikeouts, a whip of 1.175. He also had 23 walks here. It's tied for second highest in his career for walks allowed. 7 home runs given up this season, 22 earned runs, and 27 runs overall. 27 runs in 57 innings pitched, and 2 saves on the season for Estevez. So again, it's not necessarily groundbreaking. It's not necessarily like Estevez was so dominant, was so great, was so successful that the Rockies are truly missing out. But when you look at his last 30 games, when you look at him, especially in the back half of the season, here's what his line was in his last 30 games of the season. Over 29.2 innings, he went 2-0 with a 2.12 ERA in 30 games, allowing 18 hits, 7 earned runs, 9 walks to 30 strikeouts with a whip of 0.91. That's really solid relief pitching. And remember, at the end of the season, the Rockies were playing a lot against the division. The Rockies were playing good teams down the stretch. The Rockies had to play most of the NL West down the stretch of the season. So Carlos Estevez was really good. I mean, that's something, that's what you're looking for from a relief pitcher. That is a Rockies bullpen pitcher who, for over half of his innings, or just about half of his innings, a little bit under, it's 57, but for 29 out of Carlos Estevez's 57 innings last year, he held had a 30-9 strikeout to walk ratio, a sub-1 whip, only allowing 7 earned runs, and that's with 30 strikeouts, with a 2.12 ERA. And as it gets, the sample size gets smaller, that ERA drops. He was allowing less. That's pretty darn good. And I mean, a lot of his walks came in towards the finishing half of the season there as well. This is a move that would make sense for the Rockies. I don't necessarily know if Carlos Estevez is interested in returning to the Rockies. He might want to go and try and see something else. He's been with the Rockies. He's kind of been with the Rockies through most, got a glimpse of the good life, but not really with the Rockies too much during the times of success. I mean, really getting consistent time in 19. And well, actually, that's not true. Estevez pitched in 63 games in 2016 and 35 in 17. So definitely got to see stuff, but it's been around the Rockies for a bit. Has kind of, you know, questions about maybe what the organization is going to do could impact his decision. But in terms of should the Rockies go back after Carlos Estevez, I think the answer should be yes. I think he proved enough this season and shows enough that he is an effective piece of this bullpen, and especially someone that you felt confident in with him being locked in and him and Daniel Bard being good, solid options. You were confident in Estevez pitching the eighth, and then you were confident in Bard closing the door. And that's what those two pitchers do help the Rockies win ballgames. Is Carlos Estevez going to be the best relief pitcher in all of baseball? Is he as dominant as some of these other relievers? No, but is he not a solid reliever? Has he not shown that he's been pretty solid throughout his career? I mean, his career numbers, 2.1 WAR here, Baseball Reference WAR, 312 strikeouts and 302 innings. So he's averaging more of than a strikeout per inning. I do have one thing that I'm hesitant with Carlos Estevez, and we saw it this year, and we'll talk a little about it here in just a second. Because before we do that, I'm going to tell you about some of the folks who helped make this show possible, and that includes BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. And there was so much sports going on this weekend, and I'm sure a lot of you already went to BetOnline to check it all out. But if you wanted to get in on World Cup, NFL, NHL, NBA, really anything, BetOnline.net is the place to be. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer, and man, you can even bet on esports. They've got it all at BetOnline.net. It's the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fixed because it's super easy to access. All you got to do is head to the website today. That's BetOnline.net. You can also use your mobile device to learn more about BetOnline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. Folks, thanks for making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. Nicholas Duvall says, hell yeah, why not? I like the numbers. And this is in regards to Carlos Estevez. We were talking about, realistically, there's not really a lot of downside to bringing back Carlos Estevez. And it's when I love strong second half performances, because when strong second half performances to me means the grind of the season it helps you get better. Now, I'd like it to be a full string together. Of course, I want a whole season. I want 162 games of the best that you can, but that's not how baseball works. Baseball is incredibly streaky and incredibly it's just way different, and it doesn't work like that. We know that. But to see over 30 games, over 30 innings for a relief pitcher, which is, that's what Carlos Estevez does, he was solid. The thing I'm hesitant about with Carlos Estevez, I don't like the walks. The Rockies pitching staff across the board, one of the biggest focuses of retooling, of bouncing back, of getting this rotation back to playoff caliber pitching, you got to limit the walks. Free passes, especially in this day and age, are so painful. In the era of the long ball, in the era of runs are so hard to generate already, giving your opponent a free extra run for a home run, something that the solo shot is so much more manageable. And late in games especially, it should be much more difficult. Good bullpens and good pitching staffs in Major League Baseball right now basically create the narrative and create the idea and create the understanding that if you beat this bullpen, if you beat the Astros bullpen, you kind of got lucky. I mean, these guys are dominant. These guys are blowing you away. These guys were holding teams scoreless on the biggest of big stages. Bullpens, great bullpens, are designed to make it literally impossible for you to hit, because you're only going to see them once, and then you're going to see a new one, and you're going to see a new one, and they're all throwing 100 miles an hour with something that breaks all crazy. Giving your opponents free bags in offensive-friendly environments mixed with the lack of performance your team generates on the road is a recipe for disaster. And when you look at Carlos Estevez's walk numbers, they're a little concerning. 54 walks to 23 54 strikeouts to 23 walks here ties the second most in his career. He did that in 2019 when he threw in 72 innings. I mean, and look, that's 23 innings in, or 23 walks in 57 innings. He allowed 23 walks in 72 innings. And then earlier in his career, 55 innings pitched, 28 walks in 2016. So that's really just not a good sign. He's only been underneath 3 walks per 9 on average, according to walks per 9 for his career average. He's only been under 3 walks per 9 innings pitched one time, and that was in 2019. Arguably the season he was used the most in, one of, and probably his best season as a pro there in 2019 for Carlos Estevez. So all of that, I mean, it has gone down, but it's staying in that sub 3, that mid 3. And so if you kind of divide that in 3, that's getting close to, if you're going to do 3 walks per 9 innings, I mean, how many, you shrink that number a little bit, and it's not going to translate one for one, but you're getting close to allowing a walk every few appearances for Carlos Estevez, and that's just something you can't really afford to do. When you look at what he did at the end of the season, of his walks, of his 27 walks that he allowed, there's so many numbers I'm going through. The 23 walks that Carlos Estevez allowed in total in the season, 9 of them came in the second half of the season, 7 of them coming in the last 15 games of the season against those big teams. In his last 7 strikeouts to 2 walks, that ratio is good. He was limiting the damage. It's just when you're looking for the reason to be hesitant about Carlos Estevez and what he does for the Rockies, the walks are the concerning factor. But he's not alone there. What I like about Carlos Estevez, and what we liked especially at the end, is we got to see a ton of velocity. And that guy throws a lot of gas. He really does. He's someone that the Rockies can turn to. And it's going to be, again, exactly the type of depth you're looking to generate. And someone that hopefully isn't going to be too big of a cost, but it could be a situation where Estevez is going to go somewhere else for a team that likes the money. Let's see a little bit more. Let's get a little more analysis here on Carlos Estevez going out here to Purple Row. Evan Lang writes, Carlos Estevez has earned a new contract as a quality veteran reliever. You can read this at Purple Row. Coming into the 2022 season, Carlos Estevez was the longest tenured pitcher on the Rockies roster. At the end of 2022 season, Estevez became a free agent for the first time in his career. In the middle, he was once again a quality veteran workhorse out of the bullpen for the Colorado Rockies. Estevez had a difficult start to the season after the lockout led to a shortened spring training. His velocity on his four-seam fastball was down, and he didn't have the easy strikeout stuff Rockies fans are used to. Estevez did not tally a single strikeout through his first 9 appearances of the season. He was able to keep his ERA down, but an elevated FIP showed it was not sustainable. He gave up 8 hits in 7 and a third innings, and issued 4 walks, but managed to keep the ball in the park despite an elevated slugging percentage against him. The toll came due starting in May, where an outing against the Arizona Diamondbacks on May 6th kicked off a difficult period of time for Estevez. During that outing, he lasted just a third of an inning and gave up 3 earned runs off 2 home runs. Until the All-Star break, Estevez had an elevated ERA, though his FIP showed the ability to bounce back, and gave up 4 home runs. He also struggled more with walks, but fully regained his ability to strike out batters. And there's a really good graph if you want to learn more or look more into the splits of Estevez. You should go check out the article and go see this whole graph and see all the charts and the differences, and you can see the improvements that Estevez made throughout the season. After the All-Star break, Estevez clicked fully into quality form and had a quietly fantastic second half. Starting on July 22nd, he rattled off four appearances without allowing a run. Then on August 1st, he gave up one run, only to ease into a streak of 13 more scoreless outings. He kept his walks down while still averaging at least one strikeout per inning pitched. On September 4th against the Cincinnati Reds, Esteves had the only game of his entire second half where he gave up multiple runs, allowing two earned runs due to a home run. Thankfully, he was able to bounce back immediately and win another six appearances without giving up a run. His final appearance of the season came on September 23rd, where he gave up a solo home run. Folks, that's exactly what you want from a reliever. I mean, bounce back. Yes, the bad games are going to happen. That's baseball. It happens. But for Esteves, who... finally, a lot of baseball players who are super routine driven are going to go through a normal, real offseason for the first time in a while and can actually train. Esteves is going to benefit from that. And bouncing back, the only game, long stretches of scoreless innings, that is quality relief pitching, and that is someone that the Rockies should try to bring back. Absolutely. And folks, it's not just looking at it there. When you compare him to the other options the Rockies had, it's an easy, easy decision. Let's take a look at some of those numbers here. But before we do that, got to tell you about our friends at Simply Safe. If you've thought about securing your home with home security but have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up. Right now, Locked On Rockies listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you won't want to miss it. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report for a third year in a row. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real, so you can get priority police response. Simply Safe is whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs less than $1 a day. That's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Don't miss out on Simply Safe's biggest deal of the year. Get 50% off new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year. You're not going to want to miss it. That is simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Furious MMOs in the live chat along with Nicholas Duval. We've been talking Carlos Esteves here today on the Locked On Rockies podcast. When you look at the numbers for the Rockies out of the bullpen, it's really simple. Carlos Esteves was one of the best, if not the best, relief option for the Rockies, and really not even close. He has the lowest ERA out of pitchers. He's got, let's take a look here. He was one of the most used. He was the most used out of the bullpen of this year with 57 innings pitched. Almost getting close to Senzatella's 90. That's not really that close, I should say. But 57 innings pitched, most of the other Rockies relievers are sitting in the 40s, and some of the younger guys that got time later on or some of the players that were added later on are sitting in the 20s. He was someone that was also not as bad. I mean, his 23 walks does not lead the team, and the Justin Lawrence sits right there at 22, Jake Bird at 23. You can see the big issue there with the Rockies bullpen is all of these Rockies relievers sitting in the 20 walks and then double-digit walks there for other Rockies and a 22 walks for Alex Colome there. So kind of still right there in the pack with Rockies reliever. He's got the lowest whip outs. The only other one that's really close to Esteves was Tyler Kinley, and we know what happened there. Tyler Kinley was going to be great, but unfortunately the injury there, and we're not going to see him for a bit. So when you ask yourself the question as the Rockies, who excites you out of this bullpen? Really, the only answer outside of, and I do want to talk more about him, is Justin Lawrence. Justin Lawrence is still interesting enough, and I think the Rockies have given him enough opportunity. Carlos Esteves is the only person outside of Daniel Bard that you're going to feel confident in going into. Those two are really the only pieces of the bullpen that you can sit there and say were successful last year. I mean, there's some of these other, but these 20, I mentioned pitchers in 20 walk range. That's half the innings. That's some of them are half the innings, but some of them are 14, 15 innings less than what Estevez did. When you're looking and evaluating your current bullpen options for the Rockies, bullpen arms that you have should feel confident in being able to sign and bring into your organization, Carlos Estevez should be one of them. He's proven himself to be a solid reliever for this organization. He's proven me wrong. I was someone who was way down on Carlos Estevez, if you recall my thoughts at the beginning of the season last year. It's a no-brainer. Again, I mean, this is a smart move for the Rockies, and you don't need to commit long-term. Offer him a three-year. Get him a three-year deal. And that, and so that there should be a way to make that team friendly, and he's going to be able to be there. But on the flip side, Carlos Estevez's success and demonstration has showed his consistency and ability to bounce back is going to make him an interesting target for people in free agency. I would not be surprised if Carlos Estevez signs elsewhere as well. But if the question is, should the Rockies bring Carlos Estevez back? The answer to that question, if you're asking me, is yes. And that's a great point, Nicholas. As Nicholas Duvall says, what would help is if they would give him some run support. You know what makes your bullpen better? Leads on the road and confidence and leads at all in general. But doesn't help when your bullpen's got a habit of walking people and letting up crooked numbers in late stages of ball games. There's a whole lot more issues there with the Rockies bullpen, but Carlos Estevez certainly wasn't one of them. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thank you so much. By the way, we're getting our stats today from Baseball Reference from MLB.com, and we read from Purple Row over there. They're ranking the Rockies series, Carlos Estevez. If you want to, I highly recommend you go see those splits between Estevez throughout the season. It really paints an even more clear picture of the success Estevez was able to have in the second half of the season. Now that you made Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day, why don't you go make Locked On Sports Today your second listen of the day and stay up to date with all things sports. If you want to stay up to date with all things Colorado sports, you can stay up to the minute with all things with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. All free and streaming on your favorite streaming service, just like this wonderful podcast. Folks, remember, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on your favorite streaming service. And until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.